Maureen Dillon Teasdale on the Cube, and today we're speaking with Sharon Rothney, and she has organized a wonderful event honoring our veterans in melody and song, and this will be happening at the Bulwer Community Center, but it's presented by the Eaton Corner Museum. So welcome, Sharon.
Yep.
Would you like to tell us about the event?
Well, we have been thinking about this for quite a while. We owe so much to our veterans. I really consider it a privilege and an honor to be able to honor the veterans in our area. I had had this idea for a while, but I might say that I know nothing about music, and I don't like music, and so I've had a lot of problems because when you plan a musical and you don't know anything about music, it's not easy.
No, it wouldn't be, but I would imagine that you have a lot of people helping you.
Yes, we do. We've got good help. Pamela Juris is the co-producer, and she's done a wonderful job. And so we are honoring the local veterans. We only have three living, but we want to honor them and our war bride.
That's a wonderful project. You have one of the veterans coming, Grant Taylor, I understand.
We have more than one coming, but Grant is 93 years old, and he will be participating in the program. He will be singing and dancing.
Oh, that's wonderful. So it's not just music. You have actors also, local musicians.
And as they are singing the song, the actors will act it out.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. Who are some of the local musicians?
Well, we have Janice Graham, David mm-hmm. McBurney, mm-hmm. Don Atkinson, Peter Mackey, Carolyn McBurney. Mm-hmm. Carolyn Belker. Yeah, I think I've got more than that, but I can't think offhand.
Okay, and you have some war brides too?
Yes, we have three war brides, but none are able to attend.
Okay.
But I interviewed two of the war brides, and the other one has just moved to Welland, Ontario, but I got information from her daughter. Mm-hmm. And we will have pictures of them and a write-up about each war bride.
That's really nice. Okay, and some of the songs will be White Cliffs of Dover, I'll Be Seeing You, and We'll Meet Again. So those are very popular during the war era.
Yes, it is all war songs.
And it's sponsored by the Eaton Corner Museum, but it will be at the Bulwer Community Center. Where is the Bulwer Community Center located?
Right in the heart of the city of Bulwer.
Okay.
Which is, I guess it's about 3 miles from, 3.5 miles or so from Cookshire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. Now, the admission fee is $8, and for children it's half price. So that would be
$4? That's correct.
And all the money, I guess, goes back to benefit the museum.
That's correct.
Refreshments are included. And we should mention that veterans will be admitted for free.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you'd like to mention about the event before we go, Sharon?
I think that you've done a good job of probing me so I can remember most of it.
Does anybody have to RSVP? Or?
No, because we're not having tickets. It's
okay.
At the door, first come, first serve, I guess.
Okay.
And this is about it.
That's a wonderful event.
Thanks very much to Sharon Rothney for the interview honoring our war veterans and war brides in melody and song. And that takes place tonight, October 24th at 7 p.m. at the Bulwer Community Center.